This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha. The podcast starts.
You better wear a helmet now. All right, welcome back to another brand new episode of the podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast. Greatest is me, Chad Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Episode 401. Pumping them out, boys. All right, up there in the top left square, beaming in from Austin. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Boys, it's 2025. I'm juiced up. I'm feeling good about our last episode. Pump the stock. We got a guest today. Let's get it.
We do. Down there beaming in from the desert where I don't even know if it's any warmer down there right now, Matt. But Matt Connor, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, I golfed on Sunday. It was like 80 degrees.
Great. Oh, okay. I mean this in the most polite way. Suck it. All right, now we have a... legendary in the local fight scene. An actual personal friend of mine. Seen him fight, seen him coaching. Now he's producing his own fights. Eddie Blackburn. Eddie, thanks for being on, man.
Thanks, man. Good to see you, Ted.
Eddie, just pimp your event because I screw up the name of that casino all the time.
Well, everybody calls it the Alani, but it's the Alani.
All right.
See? Totally
and
different.
It's right down there before you get to, what's that, Ridgefield, before you get to Portland?
Yep, kind of by Vancouver towards Portland.
Yeah, and that casino is beautiful. Every time I go to Portland, I stop in there. I think I was telling you, I was in there the other day placing sports bets and stuff.
Good deal, bro. You ever ate at that Michael Jordan Steakhouse in there?
I haven't.
Absolutely delicious.
Is it? That doesn't shock me.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, so you got a full fight card Saturday night, correct? This Saturday coming up?
Yeah, we got 12 fights. We got 4 professional and 8 amateur.
All right, for people that haven't seen amateur MMA, that's just, we're talking, what, headgear, shin guards?
No. They the only thing they can't do is throw knees to the head or elbows to the head like the pros can. It's a casino show. It's all sanctioned by the state. So there's no shin guards. They're no headgears. It's same as the pros. It's just instead of the 5-5 or the 5 3-minute round, it's a 3 3-minute round.
Oh, no kidding. I did not know that.
Yep.
And like Cobb and Matt have been down to Cage Sport before when I was hosting down there and watch fights.
Yep.
Go down there Saturday, watch Eddie's fights. And then the other thing is that like if you really are kind of a fight nerd, watching a guy come out, whether it's a man, female, for their debut is just awesome. You really don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah. We got a couple of debuters on the card, but they've been training for a while, so they're pretty well skilled. And yeah, it's going to be insane.
All right, what time does everything get going Saturday? Tell me the name again. It's not the Alani.
Alene, my friend. And this is the first time that they've ever had any kind of MMA. They usually do like the UFC pay-per-views, and they say that they do a screening type thing where they just watch the fights, you know, drink some beers and whatever and watch the fights. But this is the first time they've ever had live MMA there.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome. Sold out. I guess the only thing that's left is about 100 standing room only tickets. And the venue holds 2,250.
Damn.
Yeah. I went pretty big on this, Ted.
Yeah, no kidding. Good for you, man. I mean, you've been promoting fights down there for what, 6-7 years now?
Well, I was promoting my own promotion for a while called Cage Quest was at the Emerald Queen, but Cage Quest. And I used to rent the Clover Park Clinical College ballroom out, and that held about 2,000 as well. But that was an all amateur show, and I kind of built up from there, and I'm with a guy named Matt McGovern. He's out of Tennessee, and his promotion is called the WFC, so World Fighting Championships. So I've pretty much got in with him and doing the Pacific Northwest area.
Yeah, and it's funny, like, you know, because you were fighting for years. Like, I think a lot of people forget, like, MMA is still relatively a new sport, and the Northwest between... You know, there was only a few big gyms, and I mean, you had, what was that? Was that Team Quest down in Gresham?
Team Quest with Randy Couture and those guys, yep.
Yeah.
That was in Gresham, Oregon.
Yeah, this was a hotbed for, you know, guys coming up and learning.
Great talent. Look at Demetrius Johnson up there, you know, in Puyallup area. One of the best fighters on the planet.
Yeah, right? You have Mighty Mouse. Yeah. I mean, you know, we've saw Julian Arosa fight plenty of times, and he had fights
in the UFC. He's down in Vegas now and still in the UFC. Yep.
Yeah, and you see my guy.
Cobb's
best friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Well, we used to joke around because Drew Brokenshire, in all fairness, is a personal friend of all of ours. Right?
He's a great guy.
So we used him and Julian had some battles. So then, like, we would kind of joke around about it. And, oh, man, he's passed now. But I forget Julian's old coach that ran Yakima MMA.
Rich Guerin.
Rich, right? So I did not realize that sometimes Rich would actually listen to this podcast.
Okay.
And, like, Rich was always a good dude. But, like, the first few years, he's an intimidating fella. And, like, not a big chatty guy pre-fight backstage.
Right.
He just looks at me once and he goes, I heard what you guys said about Julian. I was like, okay. This is the famous story. Cobb goes, what'd you do? I go, I kind of reached out and tapped him. Like, I was like, let me introduce contact.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, huge mistake. And of course,
go slow, Ted. Go slow, bro.
I was going to say, of course, it was me just running my mouth about somebody I didn't even know, you know, was a trained killer. And so talked
good,
a lot of shit that was undeserved. So I've been dodging Julian for years now.
Oh yeah, he's a good guy.
Julian, he's been good, great. Couldn't UFC. Be nice. Couldn't be nicer. But Cobb's out here writing checks, and like, I got to go look at these guys eye to eye backstage.
Exactly right.
It's time to collect.
That's good stuff. Ted, you owe us something. That's what they're saying.
Right. Right, and I mean, we're talking about the area, but I mean, you're right. Misha Tate fought down there.
Yeah,
there was a lot of people that came through there. I was just watching one of those Dark Side of the Cages specials on Evan Tanner, and I had forgotten that he basically taught himself jiu-jitsu through a book and then went up and started
YouTube videos.
And then started training with Couture and those guys.
He was a world champion in the UFC. Crazy, huh?
Yeah. It is insanity.
Yep. Crazy people do this, Ted. Crazy people.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy people, but like, you've always been a solid dude. We always kicked
I try to stay out of trouble and not good stuff, right?
So, boys, you also appreciate, like, Eddie and I would run into each other at, like, Sounders matches.
Oh, heck yeah.
Stuff, just always kicking it. So I'm like, you're right. Fighters can be, now your promoter can be a little different breed. But I'm like, I don't know. I always got along with those dudes.
Yeah. Everybody likes you, Ted. You're a good dude.
The thing that scares me is they're always so calm and confident because they know they can kick your ass, you know? And so it's just just let people go.
Why even mess with them, right?
No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and look, you know, like my buddy Rob, who was my old boxing coach, like, because people always ask us when they know our story, like, what's it like fighting, you know, like, like a real fight. And it's like, well, mine was amateur, but I go, the difference is that most people, when they get in a fight, it's an adrenaline dump, right? You're at a bar or something.
Oh, of course.
I go, it's very strange to just be like, all right, Cobb, 2.5 months from now, I'm going to meet you at 7 p.m. at this place and we're going to fight. It's like, right. You're a little kid.
Yeah. It's a sport. I always got like, you know, it's a competition, just another wrestling match, but I get to throw punches this time, you know? I never had any problem with any of these guys. We always drink beer afterwards. It was a good time.
When you were fighting, did you ever have to fire yourself up and get like fake angry at the dude? Or
no,
like, yeah, it's a sport.
I used to look at him and see something I didn't like about him, so I wanted to hurry him and get it over with. Like, yeah, he had hairy armpits, or he stunk, or something. You know what I mean? I'd always find something with a guy that I'd want to get it over with.
I will say, I don't know if it's strategy. There is definitely some fighters I have talked to backstage, and it's like, God damn, and there is a funk coming off you.
Oh. I think a lot of that had to do with nerves, that you start sweating and stuff, but I don't know. There was some stink there.
Jesus. What's your favorite part now, besides not getting punched in the face, about being on the other side of it and organizing the fights and everything?
I like to see the beginning product to the end product. You know, I like to sit back and then watch the fights, because I started 3 months ago on this promotion and getting the fights together, you know, and put a bunch of names on paper, then you put them together and you're like, holy crap, this is going to be a really good card, some good fights here, you know? So it's like, I like to see the ending kind of cool. I like to see the crowd's cool. I like to mingle. I have a bunch of friends that come out always, you know, and I know a lot of people up there, so I get I like to mingle with a lot of people and have beers, and then there's always an after party, Ted.
Yeah, I know. It's always fun. Yeah,
I know you know. Usually with Ted, there's a pre-party too. So, yeah.
Well, that was always the thing when I was toasted at Emerald Queen. Like, that's what I would do, the intermission. And I'd always be like, meet me in the back. Because it's like, now I can drink a beer. Like, exactly. I've turned in my microphone. My day is done.
That's awesome.
All right. So this Saturday, sold out, but you have some standing room available at the Elane.
Elane.
What time are doors? What time is the event?
The doors open at 6 o'clock and the first fight starts at 7.
All right. Excellent. And then I will remind people, if you've never been to fights before, the downside of live fighting is you never know if they're going to go long or short. So Make sure you're there and in
the
room.
Yeah, exactly. By and, you 7. Know, the casinos too, they want the people out there on the floors doing the gambling and stuff afterwards. So we try to push through for them.
Yeah, and that place has an awesome like rock bar that I've been to.
We're actually doing the weigh-ins there Friday night at the Rock and Brew, it's called.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so they're going to set up the stage and everything, and the fighters are going to come up and do a face-off. They're trying to do a super professional.
Oh.
Yeah, that'd be brilliant. Well, it's kind of cool to see your opponent the night before, you know, and then knowing I'm going to fight that dude tomorrow. It's kind of cool.
You can tell a lot by that stare down, too.
Oh, of course you can. You can tell if he's going to be intimidated or not and how he feels about it, you know?
Yeah. I always feel like one guy seems way too loose and one guy seems way too uptight. It's like, all right, let's see what's going to happen.
Our main event is the Pacific Northwest bad boy, Patrick Benson. I know you probably know that name. He's been around a minute.
Sure. And, I've seen him fight.
Yeah. He probably the number one or number two lightweight in the Pacific Northwest, you know, and he's fighting probably the number one or number two. You can flip a coin, Carson Fry out of Vancouver, and he's got his own gym down there. He's got a good fan base, and they're going to fight, and the winner of that's going to get a title shot on our next show.
All right, excellent. Yeah, I won't be able to make it down there, but I'll tell you what, the next show, man, I'll come down. I'll check that out. And I want to just hang out at that casino more.
Oh, of course. I want to hang out with you.
All right, awesome. Anything else you need to promote while you're here?
School, no, buddy, that's it. Just thanks for your time, Ted, you know, and hope everybody can make it out. Like I said, there ain't too many seats left. I don't think there's any seats left, actually. It's just stand there and drink a beer and watch some fights, but you should have got your ticket sooner, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And in Eddie's defense, man, like, I feel like I'm doing a commercial for this casino now. They have a giant circle bar in the middle that's pretty awesome, too.
Yeah.
So, like,
it's a beautiful casino, and now they've got a hotel there and everything, too. So, and then Super Bowl weekend, you know, so if you don't got nothing to do Saturday night.
Yeah, man, get in there early. Get a couple cocktails, throw some dice,
We got some cool vendors coming. I got a guy selling some Jordans. I got a couple guys selling fight gear. I got another guy selling all kind of sports jerseys and stuff. So, you know, a little bit for everybody.
Dude, Dope. Proud of you, man. Good work, man. I'll be down to the next one.
Awesome.
So,
nice all right, to meet again, you guys.
Saturday night, if you want to go down there, doors are at 6, fight start at 7, and Eddie, thanks for being on, brother.
Thank you, bro.
All right, man. See you, dude.
Ed, one last thing I want to say as we wrap that segment up is for people who don't realize, it's just outside of Portland. So if you're in Portland and you're a listener, it's super close. It's just across the border. And then, you know, we've had the Street Beef Scrapyard Sasquatch guy on. So I know we have some fight fans who listen. And the thing Fire about chicken. An amateur. Yeah, exact Fire chicken. And the thing about an amateur fight, I think, I mean, there's a case to be made for it being better than an MMA fight. Like, the energy is raw and there is fear and there's a lot of emotion in the building. Yeah. There's fear, there's terror, there's excitement. And you get to see these guys, you know, before they're refined down professionals. I mean, the UFC is very cool and it's sort of a product like the NFL, but this is more like your college football. Like, anything could happen. People are throwing crazy head kicks and jumping off the cage. And like, it is a wild atmosphere. I just, going down to your fights, Ted, to watch down in Tacoma, I mean, it just, people don't, if you haven't been to an amateur fight, it's bedlam. It's crazy. It's very fun. And it'll make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. So go check it out if you're interested. They're very, very cool. Especially if you have nothing going on.
And Eddie will attest too. Like, I don't know how to explain it. There's always some dimes at fights.
Oh, yeah.
There's always hot chicks. All right. Yeah, let's take a break here. We'll come back and wrap up the normal stuff. All right. Thanks again to my buddy Eddie Blackburn for coming on. And I'm telling you, I could have sat here and told 100 stories with that dude. Just a good dude. 22? I don't know what you're saying.
I'm just trying to get my reaction thing to go.
Fine. All right. So now, kind of a fun story from this weekend. Oh, there you go. So, Matt, you might remember my buddy Chad. He did backstage catering for all the big concert venues. Like, a lot of years, blah, blah, blah. Good dude. He's also a drummer in a couple bands. So, anyhow, he tried working 9 to 5, didn't really care for it. So now he's still, like, his main gig is he runs all the backstage catering and stuff for Morgan Wallen.
Oh.
Awesome. So then over the last year and a half, right, he's been on tour with them. So I guess along the way, like, Shane Gillis is like a fan of Morgan Wallen, and he would hit up Chad and like, dude, like, I'm in the same city. Can I get tickets? So blah, blah, blah. Thursday afternoon, Chad's like, hey, dude, I'm in town. Shane's playing Climate Pledge. He's got tickets for me. Do you want to go? And I'm like, yeah, I'd love to go see Shane Gillis. Saturday afternoon, you know, go down to Ozzy's. Shout out to Ozzy's and Joe. They reserve me a table. BT and Keith come by, like, a couple other listeners meet me. Like, the room, by the way, is electric. Gillis's crowd is backward hat, fitted hat bros with blonde women. And I was in heaven, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So then we go to the box office and we get our tickets. And then we had these lanyards that just said, like, Shane's guest. So we're like, all right. And, you know, we're meeting people. Everybody's in a good mood Saturday night. So then after the show, like, he's used to being backstage. He's like, well, what do we do now? And I go, hang on. Just wait 10 minutes. This whole arena, it's packed right now. It'll be empty. So it empties out. I was like, we go down to the floor. First security guard is, of course, like, I have no idea what those passes are for. And I'm like, hang on. Let's talk to their boss. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, man. Right this way. And we go backstage, like, we're in, like, this one little dressing room, and it's me, Chad, his other, like, there's, like, five of us total, right? And then this other very good-looking man walks in with his wife, and, like, we barely crack a beer, and then Shane's assistant comes over, and she's like, Chad, no, like, you guys, too, like, you're supposed to be in the other room. Like, Chad wants to say hi. Or, not Chad, Shane wants to say hi. And we're like, all right, cool. So we've had a few drinks, you know. So we go over there, grab a beverage, kind of scouting out the room. Like, Big J Big J's sitting there. He did a set. Adam Ray was in town because he had done a set. So, like, he's talking to Shane. I start talking to Adam because I, you know, had that great run in with him at the at the hotel in Houston. I was like, hey, man. And he's like, oh, yeah, I do. And he's like, dude, you're fine. I do not mind. And he's like, I'll come on the show, whatever. I'm like, thank you, Adam. Like, by the way, congrats on all the Dr. Phil. He's been doing those Dr. Phil tours. So then I finally get to meet Shane, and we're talking about his set and everything. And I'm like, dude, I grew up not that far from you, like down in D.C. in PG County. And he's like, oh, yeah? I was like, yeah. And then we're talking like high school football. And I go, well, actually, I went to DeMatha. And he's like, no shit. What year? And I'm like, 99. He's like, you got to know my cousin, Ryan Gillis. And I was like, yeah, of course. And he's like, yeah, man. I remember back in the day, I met him and like, was it Solomon? I was like, Greg Solomon? Solly? Well, yeah, he's one of the homies. And then he actually had met Brendan Looney before. Oh. So then we started BSing about like DeMatha stuff and Looney and this and that. Just a great time. And then he looks over at me and he goes, hey, do you know who that is? And at first, I'm like, I don't. And he's like, you're a Seahawks fan, right? I go, yeah. He goes, that's your head coach. And I was like, no way. So then, right, go over to Coach McDonald, start chatting him up a little bit. You know, he lived in Baltimore. His wife was from Northern Virginia. So we're just like normal people having a great conversation. I did ask him a couple football things. So I was just like, Coach, he's like, you don't have to call me coach. I'm like, yeah, you got to cut me slack here. I never talked to NFL coaches. I go, how brutal is that last year when you're in Baltimore? And he's like, oh, it's bad. And I was like, that's and he's awesome. Like, yeah, he's just, you could just see it. And he's like explaining it. He's like, dude, he's like, people don't understand. Like, he's like the defense. He's like, we didn't give up a point in that second half. He's like, how they got that fumble. I'm like, and he's like, you know, like, he's like, we were confident. He's like, we've been working on this since April. You know, it wasn't like we showed up at camp in August and we're like, I think we have a chance. He's like, we worked really hard. And he's like, I go, what do you even say to the boys after that? He's like, there's not much to say. He's like, it just sucked. And I was like, God damn, that is cool. That's just a real ass answer.
Yeah, seriously. I'm surprised you went straight for the jugular there.
I just didn't want to ask him, you know, what he thought about, you know, cover two.
So how's the draft looking? Yeah.
Right. Well, it's funny. I was going to get a beer and he's behind me. I go, hey, coach, I did watch the Senior Bowl today. And he goes, yeah, the game's not important. It's just about the practice reps. I was like, all right, I feel like the football loser now. So it's a big.
Well, what are you going to do? You know?
Right. So it's a big room. And again, that other couple, the one guy is just very good looking man. I do not recognize who it is. And like, nobody's really eaten. He's eaten hummus and like Dumb and Dumber. All I got out was like, hummus, huh? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, pretty good. And he's like, yeah, man. I was like, all right. Take a sip of my beer and bounce away.
See you later.
Yeah, it was Cal Riley from the Mariners.
Oh, Jesus, Ted. Ted, you really just sometimes are the everyman, you know, like you just like that's what any of us would say. It's like, all right, man, well, enjoy that hummus. That's all I got. Oh, dude, that's hilarious. That sounds so fun. I mean, also Shane Gillis, I knew he was big, and to be fair, I was an early fan, called it a long time ago, but I didn't know he was playing Climate Pledge big.
Dude, he set the attendance record that night.
What?
Yes. He reset the attendance record that night.
I mean, I knew he was starting to get big, just moved to Austin, by the way, but did not know he was at that level.
Well, I think you noticed in the picture I was rocking the Austin Food and Wine hat. So, like, that got me an in. DeMatha got me an in. I was firing all the bullets in my gun.
Dude, I love that. I honestly, knowing you, you're so good at just being casual. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like, hey, man, Shane needs to come over and use the cold plunge. Like, all right. It's like, I told him about you. He's cool. Just, you know, don't look him in the eye.
Well, I'm not sure, but I definitely name dropped. Oh, my buddy and his wife live down there and name dropped your building just to see if it would get a reaction.
Nice. That's awesome.
So then obviously that night I send the picture of all of us, right, to Looney's dad, Kevin, and then to Ponton. Well, I didn't really think about it. So I'm not positive that photo was supposed to go out. But Ponton doesn't miss a beat. I wake up the next morning and I got DeMatha guys texting me like, dude, you're backstage? I was like, yeah. So the photo is Adam Ray, Coach McDonald, Shane, and then all of us kind of on the other side of Shane. And then I noticed the Seahawks sent the picture out and they cropped me out. And then Yahoo ran a story and they cropped me out. I'm like, God damn it.
Yahoo? You got dogged by Yahoo? Come on.
The dog by Yahoo, right? And then there's, wow. I mean, obviously the best photos when we, the normals weren't in it. It was just like all the pro athletes and the comedians, but it was wild, man. And honestly, if you like Shane Gillis, like you'll like him even more. I mean, he was just a normal dude.
Yeah. I feel like those are the best comedians is the guys who are just being themselves. Cause then you don't have to turn it on, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I won't name the bar, but they were all going to this bar on Capitol Hill, which I know, which is a good cocktail bar. But like, we got up there to meet him and he's like, dude, this place is all right. But, and I go, yeah, this is great for like two drinks before dinner. And we're BSing a little more. And he just looks at me. He's like, where do I want to be? I was like, it's 12:15. I know where you're staying. I go, you want to go to Buckley's in Belltown? And he's like, what? And I'm like, Buckley's in Belltown. They're still open. Like, you can rifle beers. Like, it's a sports bar. Like, they were like, all right, I think we're going to go there right now. And I was like, cool. I was like, I looked at my friends. I was like, let's not follow them. Like, we already went to one bar with them. Like, we're teetering on the line of being the annoying people.
Nice. Yeah. Good to exit early. But, God, at Buckley's, I mean, little did he know you're a king there. Right. You know, put in 7 goddamn years at Buckley's Belltown. Oh man, that's awesome, dude. That's so cool. It's always cool just being around, like, you know, people who are in their prime like that. I feel like it always pumps you up and makes you feel like a little more ambitious. Like, damn, you know, I should get after it. Like, he's had like, you know, like, have you seen Tires yet? His show?
Yeah.
Pretty damn good. And then like Gillian Keeves, of course, forever on YouTube. It's like, man, he's just built just a massive following. It's impressive.
Yeah, well, because I even said that to him. There was like a moment where somehow it was just like me and him, we were BSing about something. And I go, again, you know me, I feel like I set it up good where I'm just like, look, dude, I'm just not going to ask somebody at this level to just set an attendance record maybe ever again. But like, it's got to be like surreal. And he's like, oh, yeah, man. He's like, I keep waiting for it to end like tomorrow. he's like, I mean, he just looks at the general, like, generally happy dude about it. He's just like, yeah, he's like, I'm on an incredible heater. And he's like, nobody's more shocked than I am these days. And I was like, all right, that's kind of good, refreshing to hear.
Yeah, that's so cool. And like now, you know, with Rogan's Comedy Club down here, I mean, I'm pretty sure he's doing like, you know, a night a week over there for like Kill Tony and all that stuff. So yeah, that being said, haven't seen him around. It's a small town. Haven't seen him once. So we'll see. I have physically run into Tony coming out of a bar, but yeah, no Shane. So soon.
That is kind of crazy.
I'll let you know. You can crop my face out. I'll send you a pic. Fucking Yahoo, dude. Come on. It's 2025, dude.
2025. I'm sticking with that.
2025.
Yeah, I had some other stuff not go so hot, and I was talking to like a family member, real serious. So I just said, hey, you listen to Cast 400. Like, we're not stopping. Like, 2024 is trying to hang on a little bit. And like, no, you're not 24.
No. Which, by the way, shout out to your brother. Text me on my birthday. What's up, Chris? Thank you. Appreciate it.
God damn it. Did I text you on your birthday, right?
I honestly don't remember. But you know what I like is usually I try not to say people's names on here. But you can say Chris Smith because, like, good luck finding that guy. It's like trying to find a needle in a stack of needles.
Yeah.
You know?
Which is also kind of nice too, is like right now when he hears this, I can guarantee he's out walking his dog Deacon.
His wife went to Wake. Shout out Chris Smith.
Right. His wife went to Wake Forest, thus the Demon Deacons.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice little what's up there.
Ted, you're a college football trivia machine. What the hell is a Demon Deacon? What is a deacon? I don't even know.
Well, deacon, like in Catholic churches, the deacon's like, he can read the gospel and stuff, but he's not a priest.
So why is he a demon?
Well, why that one at Wake Forest is a demon deacon, I don't know. Maybe he was into some bad stuff. He's an evil deacon.
The nickname
I think also you're just trying to scare people. So it's like, we're not the deacons. We're the demon deacons.
Dude, that's Oh God, this I can't tell it on the cast, but have I got a story for you when we get done about demons?
Well, it's the same way, like how Old Miss just says hottie totty, and then I didn't even think about it. Like my nephew's down there, but a friend of mine, she just looks at me, she goes, "Do they drink hottie totties?" And I go, "No." Because there's no way you go to a game in Oxford, Mississippi in September or in October when it's hot as piss. And you're like, let's go to Hotty Toddy. And it turns out like it was some other saying, and I think their accents kind of messed it up. Like they just kept saying it.
Jesus. I was just wondering, like, I wonder what the go-to light beer is in Mississippi.
From what I could tell from my nephew, it's Busch Lattes.
Oh, nice.
Busch Lattes and Twisted Teas, or Tweez, as they call them.
Tweez?
Yeah.
Just crushing a couple Tweez, boys.
Well, we were in Eugene. Me and Rob got a picture of Twisted Tea, and he goes, your nephew calls them Tweez. So now it's like, yeah, we're drinking Tweez.
It's like, oh, don't mind me. Just crushing a couple of Tweez. That's awesome. Yeah.
Hello, fellow young kids.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, dude. I never know how to dress. Do I just dress like an old man and ignore all fashion trends? Do you go kind of fashionable and be like the weird guy who looks like an old person wearing young people's clothes? Like there is no real middle ground.
I mean, again, it's not just because it's this year, and I hate using this term, but a lot of it has got to be just vibe. Right? Because it's like,
dude, you kill me. If I could play that clip for 10, 15 years ago, I would. Oh, God, in a second.
Yeah, because it's just like, I mean, even from your wedding, right? I show pictures all the time of that fit. And people are like, holy cow. And it's like, yeah, but it's like, trust me, I felt confident. But when I walked downstairs, I was like, all right, it's a lot of leg. And then the first three people I see are just like, yes, that's it. It's like, all right. So I think even this weekend, like I talked to a couple people and I was like, wow, you guys are in your 30s. I'm already, 44. And like this one girl was like, you're 44. I was like, yeah. She was like, I would not give you that. I was like, yeah, nice. So I think sometimes if you give off a little younger vibe or still a cool vibe, it doesn't look that odd keeping up with some of the fashions.
I'll say this. It's not what you wear. It's how you wear it.
Yeah. Well, also, let's be honest, for my nephew and those idiots, like they live in Oxford, Mississippi. They basically wear khaki shorts and golf shirts, or they wear khaki shoes. Right? Like, I don't think the uniform, like I saw a picture today of the original dad, Archie.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like him and little Peyton and little Eli and little Cooper, but like the dad, that's from like the 70s, and he looks like Peyton and Eli dressed now.
Well, and Cooper Manning was supposed to be the best athlete of the family.
Correct.
That's the rumor.
That neck injury.
Yeah, that's wild to have like an injury so career-ending that the whole nation knows about it.
Well, I think the whole nation knows about it because both of his brothers were prolific NFL quarterbacks.
Yeah, but also that like he was the best of them. I mean, yeah, pretty wild.
Yeah.
Either way, Arch... Rumor on the street is down here in Austin that Arch is dating a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, DCC.
That wouldn't shock me. Also, sometimes, man, who knows what the family can do, right? Like obviously in my family, it's like, well, yeah, I make a living out of cracking jokes, but like, I don't know that I'm the funniest one. So it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, Arch was the best, or Cooper was the best. You just never saw him play pro.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I just I made the mistake of Googling Arch Manning's girlfriend, and I'm blinded by the light. I got nothing, boys.
Focus.
Yeah. Focus. 2025.
Yeah, like I have been to Austin. Like he doesn't need to date a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader. He can just date an average 10 in Austin, and I'd still be like, nice work.
Yeah, dude, I had to pause because I totally forgot that some of our employees listen, and one of them messaged me about the cast the other day or yesterday, and I was laughing, and like as soon as I pulled up that photo, it's just like, she's very attractive, just don't say anything, move on.
I do love that he listens, gets a little inside peek at his boss's life.
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to censor myself, but at the same time, like, what, are we in a staff meeting now? You know, this is my free time. I'm not paid for this.
Oh, shit. All right, let's take a break here, and we'll come back with some emails. What's Madden in the Cop topic?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, welcome back. Thanks to all our sponsors out there, and thanks to everybody that stuck around for episode 401.
Who, who?
Special shout out to my favorite hometown team, the Seahawks, for cropping me out of the picture.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks. But I did get to talk to Coach, which was nice. I will leave you with this last story. I did have a few beverages at the end and said, Coach, I don't want to be drunk guy, but I love the sluggo route. Like to see more of it. He's like that. Yep. That's gonna help the offense. Huh? More sluggos. Like, yeah, man. Like I said, I've had a few beers.
And this is trying to do your job for you, but if you need a coordinator, you know.
And this was after he had told you to stop calling him Coach.
Yeah.
You don't have to call me Coach. Listen, Coach. One more thing.
More Coach, sluggos. I got an idea.
But he's younger than I am, but you just snap back into it. Like, oh, Coach.
Wow, how old is he?
He's like right. 38.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What am I doing with my life, boys? Wow. He's 38? I just turned 38. Jesus.
Yeah. Your podcast is on Tuesday nights with Matt and I.
Yeah.
Cobb and I just spent the break, like, reveling in each other's accomplishments as fellow 38-year-olds, and then Ted's like, Mike McDonald's 38 too. It's like, well, Cobb, forget all that stuff we just said. Yeah,
forget the gratitude and the living easy, like right back to zero, boys.
Yeah. Well, you guys are getting there, man. It's one thing I tell everybody, it's phases. First, you're older than every college player. Then you hear those comments like, God, he is so fucking old. He's 36. It's amazing he still plays in the league. And then I've reached the point now where the coaches are younger than I am.
That's honestly, that does feel like a big sea change. Like the coach is younger. I can't handle that.
Yeah.
And Matt, our break is coming, man.
One of these days.
Like we were talking about, at this point, you're training billionaires, dude. Something's going to happen.
Right. Well, middle age for most people is like, what, 50-something? Or like late 40s? Like middle age for an athlete is like 27.
Yeah.
I always thought middle age was like 30 to 55. I think we are all middle age now.
I mean, we're middle. I guess I'm just saying, like, to me, like, people don't seem old anymore. It's like, ah, was I got like 60? Like, I don't know. Whereas, like, in sports, though, it's a different realm.
Okay. Yeah. Like, the internet says 45 to 65. We're good.
All right. All right. We're good.
It's a couple of young men on a podcast talking about dreams.
You young studs. All right, Cobb, do we have some emails?
This is why when people ask what we talk about on here, I don't know what to tell them. What do we talk about? Tough to say. Days in the desert.
Real quick. Okay. The young studs thing is that a couple years ago, we were in Scottsdale. We're at the casino, Talking Stick, right? We had seen a game. We're at Talking Stick, and the rest of the boys are gambling. And downstairs, they have like a big bar. And I was like, eh, these minimums are too high. I'm not that good at gambling. I'm just going to go sit at the bar. So the lady next to me has to be, you know, mid-60s, whatever, blonde hair. I just start BSing with her. And then my other buddy comes down, and she's talking to us, like, kind of flirting with us or whatever. But, like, not a big deal. And then the husband comes over and just like, oh, shocking, honey. You're over here with these young studs once again. And we all kind of laughed. And then, like, the third time he said it, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I wanted to be like, we're not trying to sleep with your wife, man. But he's like, honey, you and the young studs. And I was like, dude, I'm 40, 41. You calling me a young stud feels odd, but all right, I'm in. So that became like an ongoing joke, the young studs.
I think some people listening are drawing their own conclusions there, Ted.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we don't fetish shame on this podcast. Days in the desert.
Dude, you want to watch? You can watch. I don't give a crap.
I wasn't going to say it.
Yeah, let me borrow one of your vaggers. I've been drinking all day.
Oh, talking to all these young studs out here at the bar. Too bad we have that empty hotel room.
With the chair right next to the bed.
Yeah, that is weird. Every hotel room does have one chair.
Yeah.
Like, go figure. Yeah.
You have an option. You sit in the one comfortable chair, the office chair, or you eat pizza on the bed.
I'm a pizza on the bed guy all day. In fact, I've done that last year at that hotel right by your office. Shout out to the Vintage. Days in the desert. This one is for MCTP. Went to Palm Springs for the first time to a work conference at Fantasy Springs. Flew in early to play 18 at the golf course on campus, but not before an in-and-out stop. It was slow play, and I had my Kraken hat on and was approached by the threesome in front of me. It was none other than Firebird's own Cale Fleury and his parents. I told them about the podcast, and you guys are fans. Great couple days, and I hope you guys have a great week.
Dude, Cale Fleury knows about us?
Matt's wearing a cut-off Firebird shirt right now.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sick, dude. I think he's up with the Kraken now. He's good. That's so tight, dude. Thank you for spreading the word. That's awesome. I hope you had a great time. Fantasy Springs is dope. That's actually where I saw Shane Gillis last time.
Nice. Shout out Cale Fleury.
Is Cale Fleury related to Thuron Fleury, or is that just a common French name?
You know, I've thought to look that up about 6 or 7 times and never have. I think it's a common name, but I also think there's a big hockey family. And so, yeah, I'm not sure if they're cousins or something.
Yeah. All right. Just ask him. But I'm like, it could just be a big French Canadian name.
Yeah.
400 episodes. All the land.
All the land.
All the land.
Short and sweet, boys. A huge congratulations on 400 episodes. You three are a major constant in my life, and I'm super grateful for the podcast. Love you, fellas. Alfie.
Hell yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Alfie, I was talking. I even got Alfie. I forgot to name check him. Got a little love on last week on the men's room. We were talking about stuff. And I was like, we just did episode 400. And everybody's like, really? I was like, yeah, man. We've been pumping them out.
Mm-hmm. Plus, however many we banged out in COVID. You know, I feel like we're in the 500 range. It's actually crazy, man. I feel like we should seriously consider adding video. I was just, I don't know why that never occurred to me until literally we were just on right now. And I was like, oh, I could just edit that and throw it up every week. That would take me like an extra hour. Anyway, whatever. We can talk about it later. Offcast.
Offcast. I'm with you. We could. I mean, we have the option here on Zoom if I can log in correctly.
True.
Yeah.
All right. That's it for emails, boys.
All right. Well, let's check in with what's mattening.
Hey, guys.
What's good? What's mattening?
Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, guys.
What's good? What's mattening?
Whoa.
Check out with what's mattening.
Hey, hey,
what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa.
Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, guys. What's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Check out with what's mattening.
It was a pretty chill weekend. Let's see. I worked a bunch on Saturday. And then when I got done, I took my girlfriend to the airport. She went up to Washington to go to Idaho for her sister and niece's birthday. So then it was just like bachelor weekend, you know, but I'm just kind of like a desert hermit now. So
let me just ask. I mean, we just crank it down at will.
Whenever, dude, it's so nice.
Crank down.
It's freedom.
Main couch.
But it's like
chicken wing in left hand, crank it down in the right.
You're like, okay, now what?
Main living room couch is, that's just a pure dominance move. Asserting dominance over the household.
Honestly, more than that, it's like watching hood vlogs on YouTube and stuff. Learning about the rolling 40s.
That's pretty good.
it's not that exciting. But it is, you know, it's just nice to just like put my socks wherever, you know, just like, it just feels like my kingdom. And I just kind of become like my lowest, like most biggest slob that I can, just to enjoy it just because I can. And then Sunday, I went golfing with my dad in the afternoon. We played in like... Nice. 2 hours, 45 minutes. I just like to throw that out there because
that's a time.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't play particularly well, but I was doing what I wanted to with the ball. I just caught some trees and none of my putts were falling, but like stuff's feeling good. That lesson, with that guy really helped. And, yeah, I'm feeling really good about my swing and you know what I'm doing out there, but just got some bad breaks and you know, but I was having a good time and like we played really fast. My dad came home from LA, so we started in the afternoon. We're kind of like racing daylight and finished in time and yeah, just had a great day out there. I don't get to golf as much in the season as I would like, so like my first year. I just wasn't busy at work, so I'd golf like 3 or 4 times a week. Like my dad and I would go golfing on Thursdays and stuff. And now I'm like, damn, dude, I'm lucky to get 2 rounds in a month. But then I check like the national weather and I'm like, you know what? It's fine. Most people aren't even considering golf right now. So, go to the range when I can and keep working on this alignment stuff that my coach taught me. Things are going and shaping up pretty well on that front. But yeah, I just love playing fast. I love, you know, I remember I played Mount Si like on a Saturday during the summer one time when I lived up there and it was like 5.5 hours. Like we got to a tee box on like 11 or something, not even that far into the round. And 2 groups ahead of us were just teeing off. We had to wait for them and then the group in front of us to get out of the... I mean, it gets so backed up. And so, yeah, all these like sub-3-hour rounds, I really don't take them for granted. And it's just, one of my favorite parts of living down here.
Are you pretty much like a ready golf guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I like take
for
my
a reference
time.
Point, ready golf, just meaning like walk up to your ball, like, you know, take a practice swing or two, but like hit the ball. Right. And like, I don't, if I'm a little farther ahead of you, like if you're already at your ball, go ahead, right? Like I'm with you. Like let's keep the round moving.
Yeah, yeah. I was raised on Ready Golf by my dad. It's like it's in my DNA. I mean, I can play horribly, but I'll still play fast. And yeah, I think, you know, I'm not out there drinking. Like I don't want to spend 5 hours on the course. I'm not trying to get away from my girlfriend and. You know, yep. I'm out there to play and get better and, you know, score my best. And, you know, my consolation prizes, even when I don't play well, I'm still done in under 3 hours usually.
Yeah, for sure. Right. Because some people use it as like a giant social event. And it's like, which I get, which is fair, especially in the summertime. Like, also, yep. I'm a fan of like, just come on, man. We don't need to spend all afternoon out here.
Right. Right. We can bro down after this.
Plus, also, you don't need that many practice swings, brother. You shoot like a 115. Right? Yeah. Like, no offense, but like these practice swings are doing nothing to help you. Like, just shank it. Let's move on.
Yeah, you're going to go 50 yards to the right, and you're going to go take 6 more practice swings over there? Get out of here, dude.
Yeah, do you want to tee off, or you want me to just throw it in the woods for you? I mean, I don't mind.
It's all the same to me.
I saw some who was it, the PGA Tour, a couple guys were like, we gotta speed up golf even on our level, and I was like, that's a fair call.
Yeah, I wish they'd introduce the shot clock. Yeah, that was a good tournament this week at Pebble Beach. Rory won. We were watching it on my dad's phone in the cart while we were playing, so it's just a very, very great afternoon. Sunday.
That's solid stuff, right? You're in the cart playing golf, watching golf. You know, like that's just fun. I'm sure your dad. I'm sure he put down a transfusion.
Yeah, but like, he's having a good time.
That's just fun times. Like I don't play golf much anymore, but like I'd go play with you, or like Brad's always like, "Will you play around with me?" I'm like, "I'll go play around with you."
Yeah,
but
yeah, it's all about the people you're playing with and the vibe, and then you know. Yeah, we get a lot of rounds in, my dad and I, and it's been a really cool, you know, development in our relationship. And it's like, how do you stay tight with your dad in your 30s? Like, don't have your own kids and develop a golf addiction and live 3 miles from him.
Just that?
I mean, it's a pretty simple formula for me, man.
You make it sound so easy.
Oh, all right. Well, that sounds like a solid weekend.
It was great.
But I guess it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys. I claimed earlier to have been a very early Shane Gillis fan and watched him blow up.
All right.
So it's the beginning of a year. You know, we're 400 episodes in. I think we've got the credentials to say, like, this podcast is going to be going for a while. So what I want is I want some predictions. And so the Cobb topic is, what is your, I'm calling it now, prediction for 2025, 2026, whatever time limit you want to put on it. But like, what's something you see coming that other people don't, or what are you calling ahead of time? Feel free to email us literally the word email at thepodcast.com. I'll read it during the week and snicker. I might respond to you, but then we'll read it on the cast. What's your I'm calling it now prediction? We will be giving out prize points for this potentially stock in the podcast. Boys?
I mean, I'm working on a couple things, but by 2026, I want to be at the point where like I have a social following. Like when I go to tailgates, people will be like, you're the tailgate guy.
That feels so doable. I'm telling you, man, just live streaming, you watching all the obscure ass sports you watch. Done.
Oh, shout out to Aaron in Melbourne. He was in town today. I saw him. Boys, I now own a cricket bat.
Dude,
perfect for the background of the stream. The cricketing bat. A cricketer.
I know. He goes, I go, I got to come down and visit you. He's like, come down for the race. Cobb already knows.
Yeah. Melbourne's what's up, dude. And everything you've heard is true. The food is so healthy. You know what? Now that the employees listen, I want to tighten up, but damn it, I'll say it. The women are attractive as hell too, obviously. The vibe is good, dude. The beach is good. The palm trees blowing in the wind. Like, Matt, you're going to have to believe me, but Melbourne fucks.
Yeah. Like, if I get eaten by a shark swimming in the ocean in Melbourne, so be it. That's a good story.
Die happy, brother. Die happy. Right. Just don't even fight it.
Yeah.
I like that Cobb hesitates. He's like, I don't know if I want my employees hearing me saying that there's attractive women in Australia. Like,
we've said worse. Dude. That's fair. We've said worse on here.
We've said way worse.
Well, Matt, I'm a married man now. You know, there's a lot of people who listen.
I gotcha.
Can't be talking about the Sheilas and the birds all the time. Ted always sucks me into it, dude, because it's just, you know. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Ted, I've been so hyped on that picture. Like, I followed Damatha on all their social media. I saw that thing.
Oh, nice.
And, yeah, dude, I like Mike McDonald. I think the Seahawks will win the Super Bowl with him, hopefully with Geno Smith still at QB.
You're calling it now?
Yeah. Yeah, because you said the next 2 years, so it's got to be with Geno.
Seahawks Super Bowl in the next 2 years. Damn, yeah. That's bold. Mine's a little more dystopian, unfortunately. I'm calling. I mean, what else did you expect? I'm calling that that drones are going to be a huge problem. No one really talks about drones now. They are going to be front and center of military and terrorist attacks within the next 5 years. Drones are on the rise. Also, saw one of those freaking robot dogs out in the street. Terrifying. Somebody just had one.
What was it doing?
Dude, they just had it out on the pedestrian bridge right by my house. So, like, of course, I went over and checked it out. That thing is mobile, boys. That thing is mobile. 10 of those things hunting you? Not a chance.
Those things scare the shit out of me. It's also my issue with self-driving cars. It's like, imagine you have a bench warrant for some stupid, you don't even know it. You get in and the car's like, taking you to jail.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I rode in a Waymo a week ago. I'm living in the future. That, it's happening, boys. It's happening. Although I will say the Waymo, pretty nice.
I still have the one video on, forget which street it was on in Austin, and they, like, two of them got in an accident or something. And so he's just like, you can't park there.
Can't park there, mate.
All right. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask, what are we looking forward to on Sunday, boys? You got the big game going on. Wings, pizza, sliders, barbecue. As I get older, you back off things that you're like dead set on. Everybody's like, what do you think should be at a Super Bowl party? I used to always be like, wings, pizza, chips. But now I'm like, does it matter? If somebody's like, I'm barbecuing, you'd be like, sweet, let's have barbecue. Like, I think it's just about people getting together and eating, you know, probably eating stuff you don't eat on the reg.
Nice, Matt.
Yeah. I love a good dip. You know, I don't know when exactly. We always talk about the start of dip season. We don't really talk about the end of dip season. Like, but it's kind of a football tradition at this point. Like,
it is. It can bleed over maybe to March Madness.
A March Madness dip. That's what I was gonna say.
But like by Easter, she's wrapped up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. She's all done by Easter. Yeah. This could be the final hurrah. It's like the Labor Day of dip season.
Yeah, get your dip on.
Damn. Yeah, you're right. I think for me, dip, you know, I don't often crank down a hot dog, so maybe a hot dog on game day, we'll see. But I, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's supposed to be 83 here, so I'm going to be out in it. Might go watch at an outdoor bar and just, as Ted says this year, feel the vibes.
2020 vibe. Dude, I'm jealous it's going to be 80. It has been freezing up here. Like, Sunday will be good, but it's like a high of like 38.
Don't worry, Ted. It's our year. We're right now. We're putting in the work. This summer, we're going to enjoy it.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right. Let's all right. There you go. Episode 401. There is some tickets left. You want to get down there to the Alane Casino? Go see Eddie's Fights, man. Again, doors at 6. Fights start at 7. It is a dope casino. Go have some fun. Other than that, man, just have fun on Sunday. Enjoy it. Friday, I'll see some of you guys out at Black Raven, 2 to 6. Be a part of the show. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.